Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
A Prayer for Patience by Emma Danzi, read by Leah Martin. Proverbs 16:32 says, "Better a patient person than a warrior, one with self-control than one who takes a city." Patience isn't something that's easy for everyone. In fact, it's a struggle for everyone to some degree. The fact is, we're all sinners, and patience doesn't come naturally to us. However, when we have the gift of the Holy Spirit, we can live out the fruit of the Spirit. I always hear that it's a dangerous prayer to ask God for patience because you don't know how he'll answer that. Will it be waiting on terrible traffic, being patient with people, or learning that we do not get what we want when we want it, even after we pray and pray? The process of patience refines us and takes us on a journey of learning to trust in God. When we pray for patience, we're asking boldly for the Lord to give us more confidence in who he is, regardless of what we see. We're asking him to help us slow down and believe that he cares for us and our individual needs and desires. So today, let's go to his throne and ask him to grow us in this amazing way. Let's pray. Dear Lord, patience is something I desire, but it's also an area where I so often fall short. Today, I ask that your Holy Spirit move me to follow you in this area. Would you please give me the ability to choose to live by the Spirit instead of my flesh? You say in Proverbs 14:21, "Whoever is patient has great understanding, but one who is quick-tempered displays folly." Forgive me for the times when I've been quick-tempered and mistrusting in the waiting. Enable me to have great understanding and live out patience in ways that I've failed before. Give me the ability to be slower and less impulsive in decision-making and in life. At the root of patience is love. You say in 1 Corinthians 13, 4-5, "Love is patient. Love is kind. It doesn't envy. It doesn't boast. It's not proud. It does not dishonor others. It's not self-seeking. It's not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs." And the very first description of love is patient. God, you know that I don't always love well in my impatience with others, especially those closest to me. Would you please help me in this struggle to choose your love and to be patient through your strength? Help me to be more like you in the ways that I talk and act and live toward others who I'm waiting on. God, you say in Romans 12:2, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Help me to be patient in the difficulties that surround me. Give me your wisdom to navigate the trials that come my way, and guide me to have joy and hope and be faithful in praying to you. Lord, you know it's so hard to wait through difficulties and persecutions and temptations in this life, but thank you that you never leave me in them. Remind me that even though hard seasons can appear to drag on, that you are forever with me and love me always. Give me the ability to learn from you and model your patience with others around me. Allow them to see an unearthly patience in me that points to you. Let this be a witness and a testimony to others of your working power in a sinner's life. Psalm 37:7 says, "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes." God, you tell me to be still before you and wait for you patiently. I ask that you would give me the ability to slow down and focus my heart and mind on you. Help me to not live in hurry, but out of a place of rest for my soul that's only found in you. Thank you for your continuous and abundant patience with me and your second chances in helping me to grow in patience. Amen. Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
There's nothing in this world that he cannot do if we truly allow his love.
We can do nothing without him. Anything that we do apart from him is not something that's permanent.
We all need his grace. That's everybody. We are all broken people on our way to a place that we believe is waiting on us in heaven.
You can find more of Bridges with Monica Schmelter at lifeaudio.com.
In Christ, we are all one family.
Amen.